Welcome back to Scottish Barbie FM. Now we have Leah, Matisse, Lucas, Leanne, Meva and Robin talking about sports and Highland Games.
To gather information about the Highland Games, first we discovered Scottish sports and the Highland Games, realizing that there is nothing like this thing in France. Then we searched on the internet for more information. We also watched a video and read a lot of text. Then we shared our information and wrote the text for the podcast.
The Highland Games are really old. They were created in the 11th century in Ireland, where Scotland's tallest mountain is. It's called Ben Nevis. The games are a tradition in Scotland where different teams compete against each other. People of every age can participate.
Those who don't take part and happy to watch the game and spend time with others like their family and friends. If you get angry, there are different food stalls. For example, you can eat scotch pie, Caledonian meat and haggis.
To participate, normally the men wear a kilt. It's like a colorful skirt. Normally it celebrates every weekend in summer and sometimes in America. There is music and bagpipes, so often people like to have a dance and it's organized by an association.
There are individual games. For example, there is a game where you throw a stone as far as possible, called a stone pot. Another game is called Scottish Hammer Throw. There is a little round ball at the end of a stick, which again you must throw as far as possible. The Shift Toss is another game where you use a big fork to throw a heavy weight over a bar very high in the air.
There are also team games like the Tug of War, where two teams face each other and must pull the rope over a certain distance to their side, winning the game. The Highland Games are very popular in Scotland. Often it is the favorite event in the year for a lot of people.
Thank you for listening!